on the recording now, and I'm going to record here.
Okay.
And do a little bit more sound check.
Hello. It's 2 days before Christmas. We're at the CCRC filming for Worms for the Jove paper.
Okay. I think that's going to work. I don't want it to be too high a gain. Say a little bit more.
It's December 23rd. We're going to talk all things worms today.
All right.
We just filmed the microscope settings.
I think that the gain is just about right.
Okay.
It was a little bit hissy before, but I think I like this. Can you see that screen now?
Yeah. And then can I turn it just a little bit like this so that it's kind of by, like as if I'm kind of looking towards here.
Okay.
So then just with my eyes.
All right.
Like if I'm reading here, is this good? Okay.
Straighten your sweater just a little bit.
Okay.
Just so you're even with the collar.
Okay.
I don't see the Van Gogh on the front, but just so that.
Okay. It's John Muir.
Oh, John Muir. I should know that. John Muir is a.
Okay. Is this better?
This looks great.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, go for it.
Great. This technique allows us to collect large-scale worm populations to be used for multiple omics platforms with minimal manipulation. This technique allows us to collect mixed-stage C. elegans populations across multiple omics experiments to obtain a holistic picture of each sample. Were those okay?
Yep,
should I do them again?
I think they look great. The sound sounds good to me. I hope that Ryan agrees. She's just getting the different parts of the script, mm-hmm. Ryan.
And this is Amanda, yes, you asked on the video.
Yes,
I'm Amanda. Okay, am I still sitting in an okay place?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, maybe just a teeny bit to your left. There you go.
Here? Okay. Okay.
All right.
It's important to accurately count the worms throughout the sample collection so that you can obtain data that is comparable across growths and studies. This collection approach can be applied to RNA sequencing, genomics, and other omics analysis to expand our understanding of the complicated dynamics that occur within C. elegans populations. This technique allows us to collect mixed-stage C. elegans populations across multiple omics experiments to obtain a holistic picture of each sample. Okay, that's all of them.
That's everything?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what,
Do I need to redo one?
There's a little, your t-shirt on your right side is kind of just, there's a little.
I can
bump.
Redo it. Let's see, is that better? Let's see, when I sit down, I'll try to sit. Is that better?
Yeah, so that lump, actually, you're kind
of. Yeah, yeah.
Let me try to stay socially distanced and change.
Wait, lumpy?
So
oh,
there's
this?
Just a little bit right here, so. Under your sweater, if you could pull that down.
Yeah. Okay.
A little bit more.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I think that helped.
Is that better?
Yeah, that looks good. Let's just try that.
Okay, I'm going to do it one more time.
Yeah.
This is the conclusion section.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
It's important to accurately count the worms throughout the sample collection so that you obtain data that is comparable across growths and studies. This collection approach can be applied to RNA sequencing, genomics, and other omics analysis to expand our understanding of the complicated dynamics that occur within C. elegans populations. This technique allows us to collect mixed-stage C. elegans populations across multiple omics experiments to obtain a holistic picture of each sample. That's it.
Okay. Do you want to try the introduction
sure. One
more time? We'll just do that just for completeness. And I don't think that the little thing is any big deal.
Okay.
Ryan can make a decision. And we have a couple
Does it still
takes.
Look okay?
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay.
Then we have a couple of takes anyway. Go
okay.
for it.
This technique allows us to collect large-scale worm populations to be used for multiple omics platforms with minimal manipulation. This technique allows us to collect mixed-stage C. elegans populations across multiple omics experiments to obtain a holistic picture of each sample. That's it.
Okay. Now, you just stay there. I've stopped recording, but let me, I just love this setting. One more. Okay. There. Good.
Very good.
Okay.
We did it.
I think it should be okay. And then I'll turn this off over here.
We'll see what he thinks. I think, I mean,